Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from Darren.
Hi everyone. My question for this week is, why can we still see the light from the early galaxies? Why hasn't that light already passed us when it was from so long ago and the universe was so much smaller? Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Darren. Lovely question. When cosmologists gaze into space, they're looking at the stars and galaxies as they were long ago. This is because light travels at a finite speed, and given the huge distances it has to travel to reach our telescopes and eyes, it's often taken millions of years to reach us. In addition, and crucial to your question, Darren, the universe is expanding. Here's Daniel Whiteson, particle physicist at the University of California in Irvine.
I think Darren's question makes a lot of sense if you think of the universe as emanating from a single point in space where everything blows out. And then you can wonder like, hey, the early universe galaxies, their light should be zooming away from us and they've already passed us. How can we see it, right? And so it's hard to understand this. And it's commonly portrayed as the universe beginning as like a point in empty space and blowing out. But that's not the scientific understanding of the early universe, because matter was always everywhere in the universe. So the Big Bang, this expansion of space, was everywhere. We don't know if the universe is infinite. We don't know if it was infinite, but there's no center or special place that the expansion is happening from. It's happening everywhere. The universe was once filled with a very hot plasma and was later filled with young galaxies. So there's always a young galaxy at the right distance to be sending us photons for it to arrive right now.
Almost exactly a year ago, scientists reported on the earliest and most distant galaxy we've ever observed. Using the James Webb Space Telescope, JDS GS-Z14-0, was glimpsed as it was just 290 million years after the Big Bang. Now, given the universe is 13.8 billion years old, this was very young indeed, and the reason we can see it at such an early stage of development is exactly because it is so far away. What's more, at the periphery of the observable universe, scientists see that it's expanding faster than the speed of light. Eternal Student on our forum has a useful analogy for this. They write, you might imagine a hare running as fast as it can down a road, but someone has been stretching that road faster than the hare can run.
If the universe weren't expanding, we could continue to see galaxies forever into the future, right? Because it would always be more young galaxies in the early universe for us to see, this ever-expanding slice of the universe that we're seeing. But because everything is moving away from us, and at great distances, it's moving away from us faster than the speed of light, then eventually we'll run out of those galaxies to see. And in the far, far future, our ancestors won't be able to see young galaxies. They'll just see a dark sky.
What a time to be alive. Thanks to Darren for setting us off on that mind-bending journey, and to Daniel Whiteson from the University of California at Irvine, who also has his own podcast, Daniel and Kelly's Extraordinary Universe, where you can hear them answer more questions like this on space, black holes, and even brains and maggots. If you have any thoughts, why not join in on the forum discussion, like Eternal Student, over on nakedscientists.com/forum. Next time, we'll be answering this question from listener Mark. Does the lack of oxygen in planes contribute to jet lag? And if it does, do you get jet lag if you fly somewhere with the same time zone? Well, Mark, I've not heard about that before. Let's see what we can do for you. I'm looking forward to that one. Do be sure to drop us a line also if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.